Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
You're going to think this is crazy. But did you see that over in the woods? Something, man, Bigfoot was over there. I swear I saw Bigfoot.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I'm John here with Jamie. She didn't ask any follow-up questions.
Well, that's because you were looking at a mirror, John.
Oh, daggum it.
Got him.
Man, you know, sometimes I do get scared. I look in the rearview mirror. I'm like, oh, that's just me.
Bigfoot behind the wheel.
Man, this is not necessarily crime related, but it is something I want to talk to you about.
It could be if there's some fraud involved, which a lot of people think there may be. You just came back from the state of Ohio, and I'm not going to say it's while you were there, but a lot of Bigfoot sightings.
Well, you're not wrong. Apparently, there has been a pretty big uptick in Bigfoot sightings, specifically in Ohio. So let's talk about that tonight, and then we can also kind of, I don't know, we can discuss, was this fraudulent or is there something to it?
And to be clear, this comes, like, CNN has covered this, local syndicates, the Bigfoot Society has been all over this. I've listened to a few podcasts about their conversation about it. It started in early March of this year, and there was a cluster of sightings referred to by researchers as the Ohio Flap of 2026. Which I was going to use that slogan for something else, but here we are. It was primarily in Portage County, which is east of Akron, and witnesses describe seeing unidentified figures averaging about 8 feet tall moving through the wooded areas along the Mahoning River.
Between March 6th and March 10th, there were at least six reported encounters occurring within a short 5-day span. So that's a pretty big uptick. I mean, I don't have definite numbers in front of me, but just six to have occurred in less than a week, that's a lot.
And that small of an area, absolutely. And especially in that area, I mean, a lot of times you talk about the Pacific Northwest, deep Appalachia, the Colorado Rockies, not necessarily the Midwest or east of Akron.
Yeah, so like you said, witnesses are describing pretty similar encounters. They say that they are large, dark, human-like figures, approximately 8 foot tall, moving quickly through the woods before disappearing. Some reports also included large footprints, so pictures of these really large, human-like footprints, but are just way too big to be from a human. Bigfoot researcher and hunter Mike Miller, who has investigated for nearly 20 years, shared photos of large footprints found in the region. He suggested the sightings could be linked to a herd of creatures moving after a hard winter freeze gave way to warmer than normal thaws.
I never, like we've covered over on Bless Their Hearts, what groups of animals are called. Never thought of what a group of big feet might be, but
yeah,
he thinks it's a herd. That's kind of scary. The host of the Bigfoot Society podcast collected and mapped the reports. He noted that the surge of sightings stopped just as quickly as it started. It wasn't like it lingered on. They pointed to the dramatic weather changes to spring as a possible factor for this. Of course, there are no clear pictures. There's no clear video. It's all blurry. But this many sightings from this many different unconnected people did catch a lot of attention, including mine. This isn't the first that I've heard about this. This is the biggest clump of sightings in Ohio since 1978.
That's amazing. You know, it's funny because I didn't know about the uptick in numbers, but when I was traveling to Columbus for work a couple of days ago or a couple of weeks ago now, I did notice that outside of your major cities, so I went through Cincinnati and Columbus, but everything in between is just as redneck and as country as East Tennessee. So I know that we give them a hard time. They don't like sweet tea for whatever reason, but I think that they are hunters, you know?
Yeah, I think you're
right. So if they are, if they are as redneck as we are in Tennessee, why is there not a Bigfoot mounted in someone's house?
I think there is. I think that person just is so full of integrity that they're just going to keep it to themselves. You know, it's not, they're not out there for the publicity. They do it for the love of the game.
How many hunters do you know would bag a 18 point buck and keep it to themselves?
Zero.
So negative why three. Would you think someone would bag a Bigfoot? Maybe because what kind of hunting laws would that break? Is there a Bigfoot season? You know,
there should be. I think it's all the time. Actually,
you could get in more trouble for poaching a deer in some states than you could for murdering your spouse.
No kidding. Like the poaching laws are
so maybe you're just like, you know what? I don't want Green Pants to know about this. I don't need the government rolling around on my property. So maybe you're onto something. I don't know.
Yeah. So it certainly was intriguing to me. Is it a hoax? If so, they captured a lot of attention and they've got mine. I'm going to keep watching. I'm going to travel to Ohio soon, see if I can find one of my own. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What did you say? Portage County?
Portage County. It's Portage? Not, yeah. It's not a
Portage Goldilocks. County. Man, I'm going to have to do some nerd investigations and look at the terrain there. Like, what kind of terrain do Bigfoots like?
I mean, I think.
Or do you call them Big Feet?
I don't. I think it would be Bigfoots. Don't quote me on that. But I think pretty much all of Ohio is flat.
Yeah.
They don't have a lot of fun up there, you know?
Yeah.
Calves suck.
Kings Island's okay.
It's not bad. It's pretty much in Kentucky, like Cincinnati's airport. Yeah. Boom.
Yeah.
Guys, we appreciate you. Hope you enjoy this topic as much as we do. Maybe a crime related, maybe not. Either way, it's been a fun story in 10 minutes or less.
Could have been a demon. We'll get into that later. Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.